Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome here, Gamertag Radio, brand new episode. And I have a couple special guests here. Yeah, so we're going to start with my brother.
Nano
in the house. What's up, man?
What's going on?
Introduce yourself, man. There's going to be people probably that just found out about this.
Yeah, you already heard me. Past couple episodes, if you know me from the beginning of the show, one of the originals, back to have a friendly debate.
There you go, man. Shout out to Nano, man. So we also have a special guest here. Introduce yourself, man.
Yo, what up, what up? Yeah, I haven't been on Gamertag Radio in a very long time, man.
Very long time, but yes.
This is Bam Beats.
Bam Beats in the house.
Back in after a very long hiatus. Another checking you guys out.
Originator of the Gamertag
Radio. Yeah, man. And Ben, what you've been doing since you retired from creating podcasts back in the days?
I've been drinking, doing a lot of drinking.
That's what you've been doing for all these years, 13 years.
And making, you know, just making beats, man.
That's good. So you want to mention your SoundCloud, or I don't know if you have
SoundCloud. Yeah, I guess just go to @BamBeats with a Z. SoundCloud, right. Twitter,
and
all that, IG.
We have a couple of hip hoppers too. So I know you've been working on a couple of projects.
Mm-hmm.
If people want to listen to it on Spotify or iTunes Music.
Yeah, you can check me out. I did a track with Bodega Bams on his previous album about a year ago. It came out, Poppy.
Okay.
Song called Praying. You can Google that. They shot a video to that. And then I did another song with Bodega Bams for his EP he dropped a couple months ago called Ice Cream. So you can check that out. Right. Stream it. Title, Apple Music, Spotify. It's on all that.
Google Music, all that.
All that.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we have a brand new segment. Mm. You know, every few weeks I come up with something new. And we've been talking about this for a while. I want us to do a battle of the games. So it could be anything about video games.
Mm-hmm.
It could be consoles, games, whatever. So I think to start off, we should do a debate. Which game is better?
Mm-hmm.
Final Fantasy 3 or 6, how people will call it. I call it 3. Versus Final Fantasy 7. So
we're pretty much going to start off with like one of the greatest franchise games ever.
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 Let's not pick those two games. I want us to throw out your favorite Final Fantasy.
Favorite?
Yeah, because honestly, those two are one of your, like, I'm looking at two people that they're going to pick one of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw in another Final Fantasy that I personally think rivals those.
Okay, so which one?
That's the thing. I play all the Final Fantasies.
I know.
You guys are a little biased.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm extremely biased. I say this.
Bam. I'm not. But I'm open.
I'm going to throw out there Final Fantasy. You could throw in Final Fantasy IX.
That's a good choice.
I mean, I was just talking to Godfrey about it, that it's the most slept on Final Fantasy.
And although I know you hate it, I recently replayed it, not that long ago, Final Fantasy VIII. I'm just throwing it out there. VIII was a good game.
If you go back and play now, it probably is.
Probably is, but you know what it is? You know why I don't like it that much? I think like 7 was like pretty up there, and then you go to 8 and you're like, it's not better than 7. Because of that, I stopped.
But that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, so I stopped playing
back in 1999.
Like. Yeah, yeah. But I will say this. I like hard games. I don't like these easy... I feel like Final Fantasy VII, mm-hmm. which was a great, I think one of the greatest stories ever for the Final Fantasy series. But I feel like the game was way too easy, though.
Eight? No, seven.
Eight was hard.
I played 8 and I stopped.
Yeah, no, I stopped on the third disc.
Yeah, but let's be real. Final Fantasy III, in my opinion, was one of the hardest Final Fantasy. Harder than 2. 2 was tough.
I think 3's difficulty was one of the toughest.
One of the toughest. And it was the first Final Fantasy game.
Wait, are we sticking with 3? Are we saying 3? Because in America, it was 6, right?
Well, yeah, I'm sticking...
I call it by 6.
I call it 3 because that's what I played when I was a kid. It wasn't, let me import it to Final Fantasy 6. Like, people gonna... Okay, hardcore fans will know it as 6.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people that see Final Fantasy III as Final Fantasy III because it came out from the Nintendo.
A lot of people only played that game when it came out in the anthology pack.
Yeah.
That too.
When it was re-released on PlayStation.
Yeah.
And they, but when they re-released it on the PlayStation, it was called 6.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's another reason why people call it 6. I've never played that. Mm-hmm. I played the original, which was 3.
Which, I get it.
There's a reason why.
You know what? I'm going to throw in another Final Fantasy game, which is one of my favorite Tactics.
I was about to say that right now.
That's a good one.
I'm going to throw that in there because
it was tough.
Hands down, Tactics is one of my favorite Final Fantasies.
Dude, I got stuck in that game.
I agree that it was a really good game. I have to agree. And it was tough. It was really hard.
Tough.
That's one of the hardest.
Keep it clean.
That's one of the hardest Final Fantasies that I've ever played.
No, it's really hard.
Dude, yeah. I was like in the middle of it and I got stuck because I saved before a boss and I wasn't nowhere near as strong.
You know what screwed me up?
So I was stuck. I had to like turn it off.
In Tactics,
erase it.
Yeah. You had to be careful on how you leveled or how you progressed your characters. Because you know there was classes that you would level up. You'd have to choose what to learn, what class you wanted the characters to be. And if you went wrong and you chose the wrong classes for your characters, you get to a certain point in the game where you messed up. You know what I mean? And you have to restart completely.
That's exactly what happened to me.
I agree. So we're going to go. So I'm going to back three all the way. You're seven.
I'm going with Final Fantasy VII.
And you got to pick one. Either Tactics or 8. Or 9.
I'm going to use Tactics. I'm going to use Tactics as my Final Fantasy.
So we're going to take a short break. Remember, this is how you could contact us right now.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, we're back here at Gamertag Radio. We're going to be talking about Final Fantasy, the series. We're going to talk about 3, 7, and Tactics. I personally think 3 is my favorite Final Fantasy game, period. Because one, the difficulty was pretty up there.
Yes, it was hard.
Two, it was the first game where it kind of have like special moves similar to like a Street Fighter game. To do special powers.
One character.
But still.
No.
Saban. It was Saban.
No, that was
Saban. He had the plumo.
All his moves were like a kind of Street Fighter input moves.
But it was groundbreaking at that time for a JRPG.
There was other characters where they had like you know wild card type moves. Where what was the guy with the sword with the mustache? He lived in a castle where his wife died.
I can't remember. It's been so long.
His name was Cian. Where like it had a number and you had to like time it right to do a different move.
He had different sword moves.
Yeah.
Another thing too, that it was very long. That game was extremely long. And the ending was 45 minutes long.
It wasn't 45 minutes.
It was 45 long. Minutes. I timed it many times.
I just beat it on my iPhone. It was like 25 minutes long.
But it's the original? Because remember...
Yeah, it's original. Square Enix made it.
Square Enix.
They made it.
Square Enix.
I downloaded it on my iPhone. 7 and 6 I have on my iPhone.
Anyway, okay. So is that...
Okay.
It was the first time that I got to hear kind of like voice in a game.
Oh, the opera.
The opera part. That was the first time at the Super Nintendo version. Now with the whole remaster and all that is different. But at that time in the 90s, that was something totally new. I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. The soundtrack was amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
For a 16-bit game, ahead of its time. It was really, really good. Now, here's what happened. Final Fantasy, the reason why there was a jump between Final Fantasy 2 to Final Fantasy 3, which was actually 6 in Japan, was Final Fantasy 2 came out. It wasn't selling.
Yeah.
So Nintendo and Square Enix got together to work on Super Mario RPG.
Mm-hmm.
When that game came out, it sold a lot. So Square Enix was like, all right, this is an opportunity for us to release a brand new Final Fantasy. Maybe we're going to get these numbers. And it wasn't. It wasn't the numbers up there. It was a cult classic. But like industry-wise, sales, it wasn't up there.
Wait a minute. Final Fantasy III was already in the United States.
No.
And then Mario RPG came out.
No. I think a Mario RPG came out before 3. You can look it up. Because Final Fantasy 2 came out
It was, you're talking about the RPG,
Super Mario RPG.
Yeah.
The Seven Stars or whatever it was called.
Yeah, yeah.
I played that game in the summer of 96. I remember because I went to New York. I was there in New York for the whole summer.
But
I had Mario RPG.
You sure? Final Fantasy? Check. But I believe the reason why Super Mario RPG was made because they wanted to push it more to the mainstream because of the Mario characters.
I figure it was made because Final Fantasy III was such a success in America. So they wanted to apply it to Mario
Final
RPG.
Fantasy III was not that big, man. Not that big. But anyways, those are my
reasons.
I'll
get back to you on that.
Yeah, that's the reason why I love Final Fantasy III, man. So
I agree because Final Fantasy III was probably my gateway into like JRPGs. Like, I played that game and I'm just like, holy.
I'll keep it clean.
I'm like, oh my God, holy crap. You know, like this game is. It was on another level of, you know, adventure story, character development. Mm-hmm. The music was awesome. The difficulty was up there. It was just so much to do inside of one cartridge, you know? Like,
it was a lot.
The game was good. It's just. I don't know if I could say it's the best Final Fantasy.
And I know you. Bam. I'll say this. I know you always love 7. I love 7.
Yeah.
It's not a bad game. But here's the thing that really bothered me about 7.
Well, first, let's finish about 6, though. All the pros about 6.
Okay, 6. 6 is, it was a great story. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people slept on it because the mainstream didn't really like JRPGs at that time, man.
And look, I'm looking
7
at
7 made it more mainstream, in my opinion. 7 made it more
Final
mainstream.
Final Fantasy VI in America came out in 1994. That's why Americans wasn't ready for it.
Well, it wasn't. Now, what year Mario
RPGs
Brothers?
1996. I played it. I remember when it came out.
I got it backwards. I know they worked on that game, Super Mario RPG, was because they wanted to make it more mainstream JRPG. Because
March 9th, 1996.
Okay, so you got it right. There you go.
I remember, man, when it came out, I was playing the whole summer.
So anything else about 3? The controls, man. Super Nintendo controls.
I'll
tell you right now, Final Fantasy 3 has my favorite cast of characters.
Yes, and spoiler, but there's a part where you lose everybody in this game and you have to start from scratch.
That was very powerful, man. One of two ways it could have gone, because you could either get everybody back, or if you didn't do the specific task,
the ninja guy's gone.
Shadow. If you didn't wait for that character, you lost him for the second half of the game. Like, he never came back. So a lot of people never got to The original time you played, you didn't have him, right? The second half.
No.
He was gone forever.
He was gone forever.
I think he died when you're in the sky before Captain.
Gets
all the powers.
And yo, the boss battles, let's be real, it was tough.
That's one thing I do like about 7 better. The boss battle was...
What, 7?
I'm sorry. 3? That's what I like about 3 better. It was actually hardish. It was really hard.
Dude. It was tough, man. It was tough. Anything else?
What I say about 3... that is better is that for its system, it has better graphics for its system. Like, if you look at 7, there's other Final Fantasies that look
better. Well, I read somewhere that 7 was originally made for another console.
I don't know. Where you read that at?
I don't know. I may have been, like, digging way too deep into the net.
That's very deep. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think originally what I read was an original 64 title, but that was when PlayStation and Nintendo were kind of in cahoots until the whole fallout with the joint console.
They were working on a console together.
Yeah. So I think Final Fantasy VII was supposed to be originally on the 64. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense. Isn't this dude who makes Final Fantasy has like ties with Nintendo? Like, he was cool with Nintendo.
Yeah. That's why that was exclusive.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it kind of makes sense that Final Fantasy VII would be on 64.
So, okay. Let's go with... You want to go Tactics or 7? Let's go with 7. Tactics is a totally different...
It's a different genre of game, too. So
yeah. So, mm-hmm. Bam, 7.
7, that storyline's a roller coaster, man.
It's good.
It's a roller coaster.
I'll tell you what. It was good. One of the most powerful moments was in the
spoiler alert.
Can't really spoil a game that's 20 years old.
You'd be surprised, though.
You'd be surprised. There's a lot of people have never played it, though.
Well, for those of you who haven't played it, I'm sorry. We're going to spoil a lot of it for you right now.
Yeah. But anyways, there's one part that one of the characters dies.
Yeah.
A main character.
It was
and
very
if you were
impactful,
leveling her up, you're in trouble. Yeah. You're in trouble.
No, she was one of my favorite characters until that moment. And I'm just like, I remember when it happened, I didn't know how to react. And it was like the biggest shock I've ever experienced
in a game.
In all video games.
I agree. Yeah.
I had my friend Juan Bass, and I remember the next day we were in eighth grade, and he came back to me, yo, I cried, man. I cried, baby.
A lot of people cried. But go ahead, Bam, because I'm gonna tell you the negatives.
Look, man,
but
Final
go
Fantasy
ahead.
VII, just the system, the gameplay with the material, like how you connect it to your armor and your weapons.
It was groundbreaking.
That, to me, that's the best system in every Final Fantasy I've ever played, from Tactics to 3 to 9, 8. It was amazing, dude. It was okay. So user-friendly, and anybody could just pick that game up and master it, dude.
Music was on point.
Music was amazing.
It was good.
But again, you can kind of attribute that to just being on a better system overall. Like, the PlayStation had better sound.
Of course.
You were able to add full orchestrated, you know, music to the game.
But here's the downside of that. Two things. I had issues with Final Fantasy VII. One of them was I didn't like how Square was promoting this game like on TV ads. They will only show the cinematics video portion. But let's be real.
I think it was like that in Japan too.
Everywhere. Because it looks wow. It looks amazing, right?
Final Fantasy VII was 97.
Yeah,
97. Yeah, I mean it looks amazing. You see it on TV, like, and then you pick it up, like, it's not exactly like the TV. So in a way.
So it was somewhat false advertising.
But that could be said about almost every video game in that era. Like, they only showed the CGI.
I just hated that. I hated the way how they were promoting that game.
That's minor, Godfrey.
No, but I'm just bringing it up.
Just warming up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Another thing that I'm trying to remember the second one, because now you messed me up. Now I'm trying to remember.
I messed you up.
Yeah, messed me up.
you're.
It was too easy.
You think the game was too easy?
Well, I found it. Unless you do some like Easter egg or whatever. I found it compared to 2 and 3, I found 7 like super easy.
One thing that I could argue for Final Fantasy in terms of difficulty.
7, you mean 7.
I mean, I'm sorry, yeah, 7. Final Fantasy 7 in terms of difficulty.
Yes.
Was you had your main storyline, but you also had a lot of side quests.
Of course.
To do, yeah, and
man.
They were tough.
I'm not saying Ruby Weapon,
those guys were tough, dude.
Emerald was tougher than Ruby, I think.
The one in the water.
Yeah,
that's,
Emerald Weapon was crazy. But to do those missions, you had to be ready for long dungeons. Long, you know, confusing, like, little parts with difficult enemies, a super tough boss.
You had to breed Chocobos, man, to get the right knights of the round table.
Of course,
like,
Final Fantasy
III doesn't have that.
Yeah, like, the first time I played the game, I didn't get knights of the round table. I didn't even know that existed until,
so
like...
So when you found out?
I found out, like, years later when you had all these strategy guides, and they showed knights of the round table. I'm like, yo, I've never had that summon. Where do you even get that? And just to get that summon, you had to breed chocobos, had to do a special mating just to get the right chocobo.
To this day, I know exactly what you got to do. You got to get a good and a great. Then after the good and the great, you got to get like a wonderful. Then
now,
you mix that.
I do give props to Final Fantasy VII. That, to me, one of the best demos when it came out for the PlayStation.
Yo, they had a casino, son.
Come on. I know. But I'm just saying, do you remember the first time, bam, I think it was at your house, you got the PlayStation magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It had the demo of
Final
Fantasy
VII. It had the demo all the way to, I think, when you get out of Midgard, I think.
That was one of the most iconic demos at that time.
Godfrey, let me tell you something. Does any other Final Fantasy have a brothel? Because they had one, man. The Golden Saucer.
The Golden Saucer.
Women got saucy in there, man.
Look, man. I agree. I'm not saying Final Fantasy VII is a bad game. I'm not saying that. I just feel like...
No, I get what you're saying.
Like, the thing is, I feel like... When it got to like too graphically and it started showing cinematics and all that in Final Fantasy, that I feel like the game got a little bit too easy, man. During the days of the 16-bit era, it was more challenging.
The games
were super long, but based because all the cinematics and all that was going on in the game, I feel like the game gameplay wise, the hours went down a bit. Because of that, they started adding too much.
Quests, it pretty much matched.
But again, that wasn't those side quests weren't
only in America. It's not in Japan. Japan doesn't have Amber Weapon, Ruby Weapon.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, they don't. Those guys. Those characters aren't in the game.
If you didn't, again, like I stated before, if you didn't have a strategy guide or any of that stuff, you weren't gonna know.
No, hell no. There was no internet back. Well, not that many people had internet at that time.
Like, there's a way to beat Ruby Weapon where you have to have all your characters start off the map.
Dead.
Two of your characters
have to be dead
when you start the match.
Once he puts his fingers in the ground, you throw up Phoenix. And revive it like that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like the way to beat that guy.
Now, let's be real. Every time you summon someone in the game. Some of them were too long, man.
No, I'll tell you right now. Final Fantasy VIII had the longest summons.
There was one
that was too much.
I swear it was like 2 minutes long. And I'm just like, I'd summon it, get up, go to the bathroom, make a sandwich, come back.
Now, let me ask you this. As a fan of Final Fantasy, do you think that was worth to add 10-minute long videos of just every time you summon? Was that even worth it?
I mean, it weren't 10 minutes.
I'm just exaggerating.
Knights of the
Round
Table was like 3 minutes. It was like a 2.5.
Knights of the Round Table was a crazy summon.
But why so long? Keep it... Because the thing is, look, sometimes you as a parent, you don't have time to be sitting down there. Like, you just want to play as much as you can, and then you stop, save, and you move away. Go away, right?
But Godfrey, it's a different time. Like, our attention span was a lot longer back then than nowadays with Instagram.
I don't
50-second videos.
I think that's not... But I even felt that way back then. I was like, yo, this is too long. Like, why is this so long?
It got annoying when you're trying to level up and you throw Knights around, so you're like, oh, I got to wait 2.5 minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it got annoying.
Now, if you make it short, do whatever you want to show graphics, that's fine. But when it's like too long,
dude, it still doesn't compare to the summon when Sephiroth throws.
Where
a comet comes and blows up Pluto, goes right through Jupiter. That took forever.
Well, I'll tell you right now,
Final Fantasy
VII, just
to hit you 6,000 points.
It's too much.
I mean, like, I know this is not the game that I picked, but if I'm arguing for it, 7 had a better story. I think it had a better story.
It was, of course. They made a movie.
It attached to emotion.
Yes, dude. Yes.
Like, the thing about Final Fantasy VI was that it was too much all over the place. Even Kefka, he doesn't really have a backstory. He's like evil for no reason.
So for you...
Sephiroth, you know what happened to Sephiroth.
So you rather...
It had more plot twists. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Of course, yes. I'm not saying that. But do you prefer the story than content? When it comes to content... 3 had the content.
3 had more.
And the story wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad. No, I'm not saying
it wasn't bad.
But it had
the content.
I had emotional attachment. Like, I felt like I knew these people in Final Fantasy VII.
No, that's true. And look, even when they released the movie, what year that came out? It was like early
2000s. 05, 06.
Yeah. But 3 had the Espers. It had when you went into the world of the Espers and you found out Terra's background.
See, that's what I liked. About, how man. You put an Esper on you and you
learn, and you learn their moves and you keep their moves.
Yeah.
You keep
yeah.
their moves and then
yeah.
you change Espers.
See, that's...
I like that. But you can also Final Fantasy VII level up your materials like that.
You had to, but that's the thing. You had to find all the right equipment. You had to find the ultimates of everything: the ultimate weapon, the ultimate bangle, like the armband that you wear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You had to find all these things just so your character could have the best, setup. You know what I mean? In Final Fantasy III, everybody can learn everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if you grind that game, everybody can have every single magic.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, anything else from 7? So we could go to tactics.
7, what else? We said about the music. I think the music's better in Final Fantasy 7.
I agree. Music's phenomenal. I think 7 has my favorite soundtrack out of all Final Fantasies.
Yo, but let's be real, man. That intro from 3, though, man.
But it's just the intro, though.
No, dude. But there's moments like that in the game. I'm like, damn, this is so good.
Okay, so do you think the intro from 3 is better than
7?
Let's say that one scene, the death scene from 7.
No, come on. Yo, that's more... Come on, dude. You can't really say that.
We're talking about like...
That scene technically, like, 7 is one of the greatest scenes in gaming history. Like, it's not
all
even...
All games, not even just Final Fantasy.
It's not even Final Fantasy. That's all right, games. But, that made people cry.
So then how does that not rank
7 higher than 3? But I'm saying, to me... I'm talking about besides the story. Because look, in a game, I think you need the whole package. It just can't be story and that's it. It can't be graphics and that's it, or the music, that's it. Mm-hmm. It has to be the whole package. It's like Nas Illmatic had the beats, lyrics. If you're a hip-hop head, you know.
Yeah.
But to me, in a game, you need the package, man.
But to me, Final Fantasy VII has that.
Yeah, it has that, but I just find it too easy. The game, I find it too easy.
I mean, I get it.
And I find it shorter than 3.
It is shorter. It's
way shorter than 3.
Yeah, it is.
And the thing is, 3 or 6, for those that play the import version or the remake or remaster, whatever, that game was long, man. It was difficult. It was long. Now, Is it more difficult than Tactics? No.
No, but I'll tell you right now, by far, Tactics is the most difficult.
It's the hardest one.
Out of those three, Tactics is the hardest.
I like Tactics, but I got frustrated with playing Tactics. Yeah.
But that's what made it good, Godfrey. Let me jump on my segment.
All right, go for it. Go for it.
I'm going to give you why Tactics is the better of those of the three choices.
Okay.
Tactics. Difficulty, highest of all Final Fantasies.
Yeah.
By far.
I still haven't beat that game to this day.
By far, the hardest Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Story.
It was long.
It wasn't.
Too, right?
I don't think it had the greatest story, but it had an interesting story where it would keep you at least, you know.
You want to know more.
Yeah, you want to learn more. Continue. Your attention wasn't like super diverted.
Wait, before you go in, was it called Tactics or was it not a number game because it wasn't like a traditional?
No, it was Tactics.
Wait, you're talking about the first Tactics?
Yeah, I'm not talking about the remaster.
Okay, that's what I thought.
The cover is like a bunch of people on chocobos or horses, right, on the cover?
Yeah, they're on chocobos, yeah.
Chocobos. What did you say, chocobos?
Chocobos.
I don't know what that means.
What is that?
Chocobos, right? Is that why you
say it's chocobo?
It's chocobos.
No, it's chocobos, dude.
It's all old.
Dude,
there's no you. This is me reading at 11 years old, and I'm like thinking it says chocobos because it doesn't talk to
you. Yeah, but you're a 30-plus year old man.
Hey, it sticks on us, man. It's the way it rolls.
All right.
Highest difficulty.
Yeah.
Story was moderate. I don't think it was great, but it was good enough where it kept you want to find out more.
Okay.
And the story developed pretty well.
Okay.
Okay. Characters, it didn't really have characters.
It didn't stand out compared to...
No. Character-wise, I think it's the lowest because you only have like a few main characters.
Okay.
Everybody else are like people you pick up, you know what I mean? Yeah. And you train them. And they could be whatever you want. In regards to that, like you can train people, anybody. Any soldier you get, you could turn them into a mage, into a dragoon, into a wizard, a black mage, white mage. There was more classes, and everybody was accessible to those classes. It wasn't just, you know, like Final Fantasy VII, everybody had their own properties. You know what I mean? You had the Moogle, which was pretty much
every Final Fantasy game.
Like, yeah, yeah. Everybody had their own thing. You know what I mean? Like, this guy was the healer. This guy was the brawler. Mm-hmm. That guy had the guns. This guy had the swords. Mm-hmm. That's how those games went. This one, everybody had access to everything.
Everything.
You could start off as a squire, start off as a white mage, develop from there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What else? Music, probably the weakest out of all of them.
It didn't have anything catchy.
I don't think it had
at all. It was just fun, but music was meh.
But mind you, too, this game came out after Part 7, so you're so used to the music of 7.
It touched home, but we're not talking about... This isn't a JRPG, like a classic...
It was more like strategy game. A strategy game.
But it's still in the world of Final Fantasy, which is why you have to count it.
It is.
It's... I think difficulty highest overall. I mean, character designs, they were all right. I mean, like, it was whatever. But I think gameplay, it offered the most challenges
to
the players. You know what I mean? Like, overall, like, Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy III, you won't get stuck. I don't think you'll get stuck at any point. In Tactics, you hit a brick wall eventually. And then you have to restart the game.
like I said, build your characters correctly. I got stuck. I turned it off.
You turned it off.
I couldn't play anymore.
Exactly.
But see, like, at a wrong point.
There was moments I got stuck on three.
But you eventually passed it.
Yeah, but because remember back then there was no like internet and I had no strategy guide at that time.
What 1-800 Nintendo Power?
At that time I used to.
$2.99 a minute.
True story. During the time that Final Fantasy II and III came out, I was still living in Dominican Republic. So there was no way for me, like, let me just call, you know, the hotline to get some tips. I had no strategy guide at all.
You sure as hell didn't have internet.
There was no internet, for sure.
For sure.
So I found this out, everything on my own. That's why, to me, Final Fantasy is so special to me, because, yo, I found everything out on my own.
Okay, so let's leave nostalgia.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about more of, like,
the challenge.
Now... Tactics, I played it. I got really frustrated. I'm like, yo, I think I'm stuck. There's no way for me to, like, I've done everything. There's no way for me to pass it. Like, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, because the thing is, the game isn't like some open world exploration. Like, you kind of just go from battle to battle.
It's like, what's the name of it? Advanced Wars.
Exactly.
Like
that. Yeah.
But see, that game was challenging, but I kept on playing. Like, I love strategy guys. I mean, not strategy guys. Strategy games.
Yeah, strategy based games are cool, but, like, that's why I'm bringing this up, because it's one of my favorite games to play. To this day, I still get it. And if you bought the I think the Game Boy Advance remake of it. Like, they re-released it on Game Boy Advance. Mm-hmm. And I think it was called Final Fantasy Tactics Advanced. Where
it was the same game?
Yeah, it was the same game, just they added a couple more stuff. They added Cloud into the game.
No, but I think you could get Cloud on the PS1. Because I remember I had a friend who gave me the Final Fantasy.
I don't know. I don't remember getting Cloud in the first one.
He got Cloud in the PlayStation 1.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they had that element, you know? Like, you can get this character. I think bosses were, like, because there's no such thing as a boss. I think there was more like boss missions, like where you'd have to, it's a mission, you know, deep in the game where like a boss was there and you have to fight him plus all his minions. Mm-hmm. And those, yo, they were crazy. That was the most difficult game I've ever played in the Final Fantasy world, to the point where like I'd have to restart the whole game and rebuild from step one just to build my characters correctly to get to that, you know, mm-hmm. to be able to fight this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Like, I think, as far as graphics, they were pretty... They were pretty mundane. Just
thanks for the curse.
But yeah, no, you can fix that. I think it didn't break any new, you know, new realm of like, oh my god, these graphics are groundbreaking, you know. But like, I think in terms of difficulty, story, which was moderate, character development.
I feel like this game is missing a lot from our talk for like the reasons why we love Final Fantasy
but
VII.
I think the reasons you don't like those Final Fantasies, the ones that you guys were arguing with, which were your biggest thing, was difficulty.
Yes,
this game has that,
but three had a good story. Not better than seven, but the music and everything was good. And you just have music. You don't care much about the characters, so it's like
what brings me to a game?
That's what I was going to mention. Ask you
honestly, in terms of challenges, is the game challenging?
Yes. So tactics, music. So
that brings me towards that game.
All right.
The music. More challenging a game, the more I want to play. I don't play games to be like, man, let me just sit here and listen to this music.
No, okay. What story?
Story was good. It wasn't great, but it was good enough.
Characters? Did you care about the characters?
No, I don't.
I care about
really
the characters.
Listen, I hate Final Fantasy VIII, and I remember those characters way more than I can't remember. I don't think I remember tactics. Characters.
Yo, because eight, I don't know, man.
The dude with the jack with the fur.
I don't remember
it, man. Hey,
yo, I don't remember anything.
Oh, Squall.
Yeah.
You don't even know the guy's name.
I don't know his name, but I know he had a dope jean jacket. And then in eight, what was the thing in eight where like he fell asleep and you were like into like another world? It was like a different storyline. What? You don't remember that in eight?
I stopped playing eight, man. Like it wasn't
like
seven,
the game will stop, and then it went to like a different world, a different storyline. Like it was totally different characters.
You know what?
And then it went back to the main guy.
I have to say this. I think Square Enix, they're in a really tough spot.
What? Say that again. Who's
seven? Or Square Enix? They're really in a
Square Enix.
Square Enix. They're really. Enix. They're really in a tough spot because
I think they've hit a wall. If anything.
Because like if they create a classic, it's hard to continue because every game has a different story.
I'm gonna tell you something. Yeah. Why do you think they hit a brick wall? And I complain about this all the time.
Well, I think seven was good, three and two was good,
eight was good.
Nine was one of the most slept on Final Fantasy.
To all those amazing games that they're not
10 was good. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Like, I don't know why everybody hates on 10.
I didn't like 10 that much, like 10. Man. I wasn't...
Let's be real.
Final Fantasy Online, I didn't really like that.
I think that was the last one. I loved 11.
I didn't like it at all. That was like a bootleg version of Phantasy Star Online.
That was the last one I played. One of Charles' house.
Let's be real. It was
the online, I think Charles had it. When he lived with Mark.
It was, you know why I didn't like that game? Because
what? Online?
Online, the one thing that got me for it was like, those are one of the first games that I started paying monthly for. Because you have to pay monthly for it.
No, you pay for monthly for Final Fantasy version 2.0. You had to pay monthly for that.
Which one?
For the Dreamcast.
Phantasy Star, you mean?
Phantasy Star Online.
That was the first game for you. That game was awesome.
Yeah, but that was like a different game.
But it was RPG. But he had to pay online.
Yeah, he had to pay online. It was $9, right? $8.99, something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, but Final Fantasy XI was $10 a month, $9.99 a month. I don't think it offered anything new in terms of like online RPGs, MMOs, you know what I mean? Like, it was a game that it started getting boring after a while.
What year? Because it was also,
You would play with PC players.
Yeah, honestly, I think... Was that the first cross-platform
Cross-platform
that we...
that we played back then?
I don't know. I'm trying I remember playing that game a lot with Drea. Like I would play a lot with Drea.
I know that game came out as a demo on OXM for free.
It's just that game got really boring, man. Like, and it took it was like level progression was just too much of a grind.
Yes, it's way and too much. Way too much
for me to pay $10 a month for this game that like really didn't have the community behind it. I was like, man, screw this. I'm not doing this anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I only played it for like 7 months.
Dude, maybe, I can't remember. Longer, maybe a little longer. You played for that long? I don't remember that.
Yeah, I was on there for a while. Because the thing is, like, I wanted to be a Dragoon, and that was a hard, that was a high level to get to. So it just, I kept grinding and grinding every day, and it was just.
Anyways,
yeah.
What I said.
He didn't really care about the whole line thing.
I was done.
I'm old school.
But let me tell you why Square is suffering, because I tell this guy all the time.
What?
The reason why Final Fantasy is not as it used to be is because it's not turn-based anymore. Once they stopped doing it, I feel like Final Fantasy started slowly declining.
I agree with you, but
like,
but I just remember this is another reason why I like it. I like my game. There was more characters in your battles.
Oh yeah, in your arsenal, like in your archive.
BS though. Don't give me the character thing.
What? There was more characters on.
You didn't
like,
use
on
all the characters.
I'm talking about on screen.
What do you mean?
Oh, all four. Because four, six has four players.
Yeah, seven. You only had like three.
You have three.
Yeah. I'm not saying so. Am I saying?
Oh, no. Yeah, but like you stuck to four characters out of 12 the whole time.
Of course, but at least I have four characters. Seven, you only have three, and that's it. You're stuck with three. There's no way, like you're stuck.
There's a lot of things in Final Fantasy VII when you had to use somebody. So that guy was
specific
in your
team. Characters that you
had to use. I was gone for a while.
Of course.
Sid had to
be
the main guy.
Hello.
Straight up, no character worse than Cait Sith.
Trash.
The worst character in any Final Fantasy.
That has never been in my lineup. I played
the game. Which
character? Remember the one that had the little cat on top of him?
Yeah,
the big white thing?
Yes, I remember.
Worst character
ever
in any Final Fantasy.
What is BS dice game as a...
Okay.
That was the worst. Yo, when you had to play with him, when you were forced to use that guy?
I've never played with that guy. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, when you were forced.
All right.
Yo,
that guy's never been in my lineup.
Worst experience
I've been playing Final Fantasy for 20-some years, and I've always rotated, you know, new people in my lineups. That guy's never been in my lineup.
Ever.
That guy... kick rocks with his stupid dice.
Yeah, like, I'll tell you right now, that was the worst character they've ever created in any Final Fantasy.
All right. What was the worst Final Fantasy game ever made?
I was going to say the one with the volleyball. Is that 10?
10?
That's 10.
It had like a fake volleyball game.
No, it was underwater. It was called...
that game could...
Blitzball, I think.
Yeah, that game could bounce, you know? That's what made me start liking
10 Final wasn't Fantasy. Bad. 10 wasn't bad.
I didn't like it.
Again,
that was the first game that had voice, I think.
Yeah.
What
was the worst Final Fantasy game you ever played?
I'm going to go with 15, man.
The latest one?
The latest one.
My stepson loves that
game.
You
know what I think? I think it was It was cool. Like,
I'm going to say 15, man.
I didn't like 15. I played 15 a lot. And
Did you even beat it?
No, I didn't. Because I didn't really.
I got 6 hours into the game and I said, the hell with this.
I didn't really care about the characters.
I returned it right away.
And you know what? I even watched the movie because I was like, yo, I'm pumped. I think this could be the one for Square Enix.
Nope.
Nah, man. I really didn't care much about that game, man. Mm-mm. I know a lot of people liked it. I'm like, whatever about it, man. I just didn't really care about the characters.
Driving around and cooking than I did playing the game.
Wow.
That's garbage.
Yeah.
That game was garbage.
Yeah, I didn't like that game.
It's just my stepson, he played it, he beat it, but I'm watching him play. I'm like, yo, this is not fine. What is this, dude?
But the problem with you, you would not like a game if it's not 7. If it's not 7
no,
material,
we just
you would not.
Down. I love part 6, man. I love Final Fantasy 9.
But nine
it's
to me
dude.
Is one
is.
Of the most slept on.
Yeah,
Final Fantasy
no, it's
games.
The most slept on.
The most slept on.
I think
because
so
I think when it came out, it was already the time where people were either stay with PS1 or
transitioning to
PS2.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
That's the reason people just moved on. Moved on. So when 10 came out.
I think they
10 blew up because everybody had a PlayStation.
They should have held on to 9. They should have held on to 9 and released it on the PS2.
Yes, okay.
They should have held on to that
story. It was good. It was good. It was a good game.
It
man.
Was the little mage guy with the hat.
Yeah, it was dope. It was dope.
The knight.
And that was the closest game that I felt like
because
Final Fantasy 3.
It was turn-based, man.
Turn-based.
It was like traditional style.
Yeah.
And they changed it after part 10.
Yeah, but I think...
Part 10 was turn-based. What are you talking about?
No, but it was like free-for-all, though. It's like how Final Fantasy 15 is. It's like...
You talk about open world?
No, you couldn't.
No.
You talking about what were you talking
Part
about?
Part 10 is not like Final Fantasy 7 where it's
turn based. Your turn. It is turn. Your turn. Yeah,
it's turn based.
It is turn based.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
I think
you're wrong. The game. I had the game. Yes.
I think you're wrong, dude.
There was something different about it. I remember something different about it.
There was something different about it. You know what?
Yeah.
This is also the same guy that complained about Final Fantasy, what was it called? 10-2 with all the whole women cast.
Yo, that was
which was a good game.
Did I complain about that?
No. But that was a stupid. That was a stupid name, though. 10-2.
Yeah, I mean X2 was stupid, but it was a good game. Regardless, it was a good.
What
Final
is this
Fantasy
fake
game.
Outrage? I mean, hating on women. A whole.
I'm not.
No. What I'm saying is, to me, that game was like whatever. Like I didn't really care about 10. Don't care about 10-2.
You gotta Google it. Final Fantasy 9 was the last turn-based Final Fantasy. That was traditional Final Fantasy.
No way. Google it. You have a foreign in front of you.
I got it. I'm telling you. Anything, I played 10. There's something different about it, dude. I think it's
you know
like,
what it was? Yo, he hates Yuna. He hates the girl character and all
dude,
the focus
I don't,
they have.
I don't remember.
No, but there's characters in 7 that stood out more. Nano. That stood out more than her.
Maybe. I mean, again, you're talking about different years. 1997 versus what? 10 came out in 2000,
early 2000s. 2000, early 2000s. Early 2000s.
I remember I was in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it's different times, man. Like, people listening right now, you have listeners that are more or less our age.
Or younger.
Or very younger.
Very young.
You know, listeners between 18, 20 years old that don't know anything we're talking about.
No, they don't. But
so, their first Final Fantasy was probably 10,
15 or 15.
10, 11, or 15.
Oh, 15, yeah.
So, like, we're out here just crapping on their favorite games.
No, but look. Look, if you're a fan of games, I think it's good to go back and learn a history about your favorite series. Like, Mario, for example. Dude, there were so many different Marios. But there's people that still know about the first Mario. You know what I'm saying? The Mario 3,
I know what
Mario
it is.
2.
They changed the ATB system on the X. It's still turn-based, but the ATB is different. It's not like traditional Final Fantasy 8, 7, and 9.
He did some research. He went on
a forum. Right now. I told you there was something different about it, though.
I remember playing it, this is not the same. What 10 had was the, I think they implemented the skill tree. Where you would have to level up, you know, like in all these games that they do it now. They have skill trees where you'd have to power up and like branch out to different, you know, if you want more attack power, you'd have to branch out to this one or defense power. This like that game introduced that, and it was just a little confusing. It wasn't. I think Bam went from Final Fantasy 7 to 9.
What do you mean?
Like you didn't? I don't think you really played 8 that much.
No, I went up to the third disc, dude, and I lost interest. I ended up selling the game to Sean. Mm. I sold it to him.
Okay. There's a lot of people like, who's Sean? Who's
Sean?
Sean's
a family friend.
Yeah, friend. I played up to the third disc, and I'm like,
you know what's
man,
funny? I'll give you a funny story on 8, which I love the game. At first, I didn't like it. I replayed it. I'm like, oh, this game's not that bad. But here's the funny thing about 8. The first time around when I played it, because this is back in the modding days, so I modded my PlayStation 1. And I used to burn games all the time.
Mm. Okay, bootlegger.
Yeah, well, you know what? Sue me. I used to bootleg all the games, download them, bootleg them, whatever. And I remember I had Final Fantasy on bootleg. Like, I had copied it.
Okay. I had the original copy, but go ahead.
Yeah, no,
I went to
Best
Buy
on 88 and bought Final Fantasy.
No, not me, baby.
That demo changed my life. I bought that game.
I copied that game all the way. So,
okay.
I remember playing it. I get up to disc 3. Now, the disc that I used to burn discs 3, I knew it was a little messed up. I was like, you know what? Maybe it'll still work.
It
was a little scratched. When I got to the ending, after I beat the final boss.
Mm-hmm. No, but it was a 4-disc game.
Oh, my bad. Four. Whatever the final disc was.
Yeah.
I got to the final boss. I beat it 5 minutes into the final, like the ending of the game.
Yeah.
It froze on me. And I said, you know what?
I have a memory about a game like that.
Yeah,
I'll tell you right now.
I don't even care. I just turned it off. I'm like, I don't care about the ending. That's how much I disliked the game at first.
But you know what? I think if we go back and look at 8, I think we're gonna be like, yeah, this game's pretty good.
Because I like that
card system, the game that you go to your like colleges or schools in the game, and you'll play cards against people.
Yeah, because
you were in a college. Or
yeah,
somewhere.
Squall was in like he was training to be a soldier.
Yeah,
so, like
somewhere in the
school. That's where the story was.
I think 9 was better than 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, yeah, I agree with you.
I downloaded 9 2 weeks ago replay on my PlayStation. Yeah. I'm going
to
replay it.
If you have a chance to replay that game, replay it.
I'm doing that now.
And I guarantee you'll like it way more now than you did back then. You'll appreciate it a lot more now.
Yeah, you probably feel like that way.
I'll try, I guess.
But I downloaded 9. I'm going to go back and play.
I think 8 came out
of
time.
And I'll say the same thing for 10. I'm going to fight for 10 because you guys are hating on it way too much.
Oh,
replay 10 right now, and I guarantee you'll like it way more.
I don't think so. Dude, it's different, man.
All right, so let me ask you this before we wrap it up. What was your first Final Fantasy game that you ever played? Ooh. I played one, and I really didn't care about one, to tell you the truth.
It was it's on the Nintendo Classic, and it's dog-ish.
I played it. I'm like, didn't care. 2 was the first, like, wow, this
You want
is
me to tell you the first
dope.
Game?
Final Fantasy 2 was my first one.
I think 3 was my first game.
Yeah.
First and 2? Wow.
Yeah, because I remember the commercials on TV.
I don't remember the commercials. I lived in the Dominican Republic at that time.
No, I remember the commercials and I was like, damn, I got to play this game.
Wait a minute.
That was probably the first game I played. First Final Fantasy.
Okay. But 2 here, it's not 2 in Japan.
Let's go based on the United States, please. Like, that's what I played.
I just want to know.
I didn't play import.
What is 2?
No, what was the game on the... Because the first Final Fantasies were on Game Boy, right?
No.
No, it was on the NES.
And I played a Game Boy version too. But my first one
was on the
NES.
Yeah, it's on the Nintendo Classic. That game's dog crap.
No, so the first one I played was the NES. Not NES, I mean Game Boy. I remember that. So I don't know which one it was.
I know there was a Game Boy. Oh, man, I'm trying to remember the name of it. You should look it up, man.
No, the Game Boy one, I don't think it's a number. I think they made it just one.
Like a Final Fantasy something, but like for the original Game Boy,
Let me see what 2 is.
I'm telling you. In America. I'm telling you, before we wrap it up, Final Fantasy at that time wasn't mainstream at all. 3, to me, was one of my favorite Final Fantasy. It still wasn't mainstream. It was because of Super Mario RPG.
I say everybody give your closing argument.
Final Fantasy and 2 7. Is really Final Fantasy 4.
With the what? Excuse me?
Final Fantasy 2 here is Final Fantasy 4. So we've never played Final Fantasy 5 here in America.
We skipped one. I know
It went from 4 to 6.
Yeah. So give your closing arguments on your choice.
The listeners decide. Look. It was longer.
3. You're talking about, what are you talking
3.
About?
3. Final Fantasy 3.
3/6, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. It was long. Story was good. Character was good. Music was fantastic. Difficulty was up there, but it wasn't frustrating.
Yeah, it wasn't frustrating.
And there's a part in the game that you lose all your teams, like your companions, everybody. Like, everybody goes to different parts of the world. And it's like, damn, I have to start from scratch. Like, I love that moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really, really love Final Fantasy 3.
It felt like a new game started.
Yes. It was like a new game plus.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I know Paris mentioned this before. It's like Link to the Past. You finish the whole game, and then you have to start over again game. Like, that's how I felt with Final Fantasy 3. It was a dope game. First time I hear kind of like a voice on a 16-bit system. Like, That game came out on a system that it wasn't as powerful as the PlayStation or the current systems, but it stood out for a 16-bit system. It stood out.
But what I said before,
time.
If you look at Final Fantasy 3, it looks more amazing for its system than Final 7 does.
Yes.
That's what I like about
Final Fantasy 3. Now, when they do remaster and remix, whatever, yes, it doesn't stand out like compared to... It's not... like 7 or all these other games, because remember the technology back then, it was different. You know what I'm saying? So I stick with Final Fantasy 3 all the way, man. I will defend that game all the way, man.
Bam.
Final Fantasy 7, man, is just the gameplay, the system with the whole summons and the materia on bottles for your weapons.
You mean battles, not bottles.
They're little. Yeah. Okay. Just saying that.
We've been drinking.
With
we've
the
been
music
drinking.
And... And just the emotional attachment you have with the characters. You didn't get that in part 3.
Okay.
There's no emotion. I didn't feel any sorrow about, you know, this guy with the two brothers with the flip of the coin. It didn't hit me in my heart. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
And then, like I said, with the music of Final Fantasy 7. And then to me, I felt like it was just, you know, a better game than 3.
Okay.
I'm going to give you right now the only reason that you need to know about Tactics. Difficulty. If you like a challenge... Tactics was your game.
It is hard.
It's challenging.
I'm gonna.
I gotta give it to.
The moves were dope.
Hard.
Let me see if it's nice.
You know, the graphics were decent.
That was good. I think it was better.
For the game that it was good. Character progression was there. Development. I mean, it's just, I don't know. Like, you didn't fall in love with it because they had such, you could pick up anybody and develop them into anything. Mm-hmm. But you had that ability to control your team, your squad.
Yeah.
You could develop them the way you wanted. It wasn't some game where, like, this character and this character were two separate, you know, classes. And that's what it was. That's all you had. Uh-huh. You had one guy that could do fire attacks, one guy that could do sword attacks. Mm-hmm. In this game, everybody could do everything. You build the team that you want. I think that alone was more than enough reason for this to be one of the better Final Fantasy games.
But you could do the same thing with 3.
No, you couldn't.
But it's still a different game.
It is a different game, but I'm saying, like, I could still pick the team that I want. Four characters in one screen.
Yo, Gabri, I only need one friend, baby. I only need all of you. Yeah. And on top of that, tactics, you had a bigger team. You were able to pick a larger team.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't know. I think difficulty plays a major part in my choice. Like, tactics was way more difficult than any other games.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to wrap it up here.
Wait, giving you a heads up, if you want to get tactics on your iPhone, it's
$13.99.
And you can download Final Fantasy VII.
And 6.
You can download 1 through 9.
Heads up, just letting you know, what? Those games are coming out on the Switch.
You know what?
You serious?
Yeah. Yep.
You know Final Fantasy VII is being released on
this
Switch.
This is what we're going to do.
I got to play that shit again.
Yeah, you got to buy it again.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give 8 another chance. 8's coming out too for the Switch. All right, I'm going to give 8 another chance. Buy
that game
again.
I think I'm going to have to give that game a chance.
I played 7 so many times that I really don't need to download, but...
You're going
to
download anyways.
Are they going to release Tactics on the Switch?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about that.
But if they do, I'll buy it. Yeah, I'll buy it.
Because I want my kids to play it.
Yeah, because I'll try it out. Because I stopped playing it a long time ago.
But as far as I know, 7 and 8 are getting re-releases on the Switch.
6 too. Six or 3, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. But like, I think those games are for sure are going to get re-released.
I think it's better at 6.
But it's the added cinematic stuff.
I think you like it as 3s because it's like 3. It sounds like...
I have the Super Nintendo Classic. It's the original Final Fantasy 3 game. Hey, I don't need all the special graphics.
I'm going to throw it out there. I know we argued Final Fantasy today.
Yeah.
But overall, what's your favorite Square Enix game? Even before Enix, the Square Enix merger, what was your favorite Square or Square Enix RPG?
RPG?
Damn, they have a lot.
Don't even answer that.
We'll save it for another show.
Next time.
Yeah, we'll save it for another show. All right.
I want to give a shout out to Godfrey when he used to leave his Final Fantasy 3 in his book bag and I took it.
He took it. He stole it from me.
That's how I got introduced to Final Fantasy and I want to thank you for that.
So you stole it from me.
I
want to
thank you for slipping, for leaving your book bag in my house.
So you actually stole it from my bag.
But I told you I took it though. And you're like,
now? That's like 20 years ago.
No, because he was like, dude, where's my Final Fantasy? He used to carry it.
I should carry. That's how much I love that game.
Yeah.
I should carry that
everywhere. I borrowed it for the whole summer of 97.
But was that before 64? You stole it. It was not borrowed.
Yeah, you stole it for the entire summer.
It's 1997. Like, Final Fantasy VII's coming out. So you actually was like, here, take it. I took it like in 96 or 95.
So you had it for a year?
I took it, but he eventually took it back.
I took it back.
Yeah, he took it back. Like, how? Remember the time he lent me his GameCube? And I was playing the Zelda game, the Toon Zelda.
Oh,
the Toon Link.
Yeah.
Wind Waker.
Was amazing, dude. Until this guy's like, dog, I need my GameCube back, dog.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't want to throw it out. What's the best Zelda game?
No, save it. Save it for
the
next time.
What's the best Zelda game?
We got to talk about that. And this is another topic.
So that's
going to
be the next one for next week.
We'll keep it up there. All right. So head over to GamerTagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback, send us your feedback, fam, at GamerTagRadio.com. Do you agree with us? Disagree?
Full of it?
Call us or send a message, speakpipe.com/GamerTagRadio. Let me finish this, bam.
Okay, go
ahead. All right. Or just let us know. Go to Discord, discord.gg/GTR. That's discord.gg/GTR. Look, you could contact us everywhere, Twitter, Facebook. Just let us know. And Ben, what are you going to say before I wrap it up?
I was going to say, once you put a Twitter poll,
yeah,
which Final Fantasy is better, 6, 7, or Tactics?
If you disagree, maybe some people like 8, 9, or other games. Let us know.
I'm saying you can retweet. You're like, nah, both of you guys are idiots.
Yeah, yeah. I'll definitely add you guys if somebody replies.
I'll tell you right now, if you mention any other Final Fantasy other than Final Fantasy 3/6, 7, 8, 9. 9
is good.
I'll give you 10.
9 is good.
9 is good.
If you mention any other Final Fantasy than those, get out of there.
What happened if they say 15? There's people that maybe that game changed their lives.
I get it, but you know what? I don't respect that person.
Wow. Like, wow.
Hey, my stepson loves 15, man. He likes 7 because he beat it.
You know what? I'm not ashamed to say that I'll fight a 9-year-old. So
wow,
12-year-old.
12. Oh, well, 12. He could probably take me.
Now
he
might be with that.
12. 12.
At 12, I gotta like take the gloves off.
All right. So stay tuned for the next battle of the games. This was the first one. That was good. All right, we'll be right back. Thanks, guys. You want to promote your SoundCloud or whatever?
Yeah, just go to Bambeats SoundCloud. My Bambeats
with a Z.
With a Z. You can hit me up on Twitter as well. You can tell me how I'm right about Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, or wrong.
If you're wrong, if you think I'm wrong, then don't tweet me because I'm just gonna block you.
Nano, your Twitter?
Twitter, Nano551 on everything. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. I don't know how you want to communicate with me, Nano551.
All right, so we'll be right back I'll be right back. Wow, we've been drinking. We're gonna wrap it up here. Gamer Tag Radio. Thanks, guys.
Listening to Gamer Tag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.